Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about our men at fault. Well, here we go. Yes, according to this sexy sandwich maker, men are at blame because it says OnlyFans model reveals why men are to blame for Lily Phillips and Bonnie Blue's bedding thousands of guys. Yes, it's men's fault that women are whores because we can control our penises and vaginas could do no wrong, right? Yes, apparently men are the gatekeepers of sex and women are the ones that want relationships. Yes, that makes so much sense. Yes, apparently when you see a buffet table, you're not supposed to eat. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, right? But yes, men are the ones that are filthy worms. We're the ones that can't control biology, apparently, right? It's us that we do all the bad stuff. Yeah, it's us, man, that's the fault. This comes out of the liberal toilet called Reddit. It says, my wife's done something small, but it's cut deep. Yes? Really? Let's find out, shall we? It says, this be a long post for something so small, but I just need to say this all, virtually at least out loud. Yes, please do tell. And then it goes on to saying, I'll preface this with the fact that I love my wife, but my wife hates me. Oh, so, I guess you have Stockholm Syndrome, right, buddy? Okay, that's cool. You know, it is what it is, right? And then it goes on to saying, at this point, she only with me because of the kid and financial stability. Yes, that's woman in a nutshell. Once you give them the kids and the cash and prizes, they could get fat, lazy, and retarded. Just like this lady. But this guy is stupid, right? Because it's men's fault, right? What a dumbass subsidizing a chick like this, but whatever. Pussy is strong, right? Then it goes on saying, she's grown as a person. I doubt that, but whatever. And she hates me, the fact she's trapped. Yes, you trapped her. You give her a house and food and a family and all that stuff, and she's trapped, right? Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Anywho, see, it says, trapped herself with me. Yes, with me. I'm not a particularly good husband. Yes, you're not a good husband, you jackass. Or a good dad. Yes, you take care and bring bake home. You bring bacon. Whatever. You know, you bring food to the table. Whatever. And then it says, although I try my best. I guess your best is not good enough according to this chick. Because it's your fault. Yes, it's your fault, buddy. Yes, that's why there's a lot of cuckoldry out there. Because guys, they'd rather be with a woman that's so awful, disgusting, they don't want to break up their family. But guess what? Your family's already broken. Yes, you're showing your children that this is the way that relationship should be. You should be controlled by this disgusting woman while you just take it up the ass. Yes, are you the woman? Do you like getting penetrated? I know there's an uptick of pegging. Huh? Is that you like? You like the peg? Yes, I guess someone pegged you already, buddy. Let's see what's wrong with this dude. It says, I struggle with anxiety. Ooh, anxiety. Depression. Ooh. And a lack of confidence. Ooh. But yet you have a wife and kids and you're paying the bills and everything, yet you still have all this weird stuff? Maybe it's because you have this weird, pathetic view of yourself. Maybe you should change your perspective and everything else will follow. But nope, you'd rather follow this chick's bullshit. That's on you, buddy. Frankly, I don't blame her. She could do much better. No, she cannot. She has at least 2 kids. And she's already older. She's not 20. She's probably like in her 30s, maybe 40s. You think she's better than you? You fool. Remember, men age better with like wine. Women age like milk. So, ooh. But I'm not here to wallow in self-pity. You are pitiful. I'm just setting the tone. Yes, you're pathetic, dude. If you feel this way, I don't know, do the honorable thing and seppuku. But you won't. Then it goes on saying, today my wife asked me to put her phone on charge, which I did. Good boy, you're a very good boy. But for some reason, I unlocked it as I did, and her WhatsApp was open. Ooh, what else did you find? I didn't look or read any of her messages. You're already there. Might as well do it. Dumbass. Know what caught my eye was the chat pin on the top, our chat. Ooh, what did she put? Do tell. Or more specifically, my name. What, did it say cucking husband? Cum chugger, maybe? Let's find out. It wasn't the pet name she called me for the past 18 years. Yes, retard. It was simply my first name followed in brackets with my son and daughter's name and the word, dad. No. What happened, guy? You're not the man that you thought you were? Retard? Yes, I'm guessing the guy just found out he was just a sperm donor. Dun dun dun! No! Too bad, so sad. Better luck next time. I just felt so cold seeing myself labeled that way. She would, the parent of one of our kids' friends. So impersonal. Well, that's what it is, a business transaction with her. Dumbass. Like the years together mean nothing. Yep, that's women. It cut deep, because you're a retard and you love her, and she doesn't love you. Oh, it's your fault. But I couldn't say anything. Just continue the day as normal. Oh, that's so fucked up. You just got cucked. Emotionally cucked. But it's been tugging at me every moment. I get a minute to my own thoughts. Well, yes, because you're a fool. And it's yourself telling yourself you're a fool. A fool. So I decided to suck dick. I mean, to put it on here because there's nobody I can talk about it, homo. And just had to get it out there. Just like how your wife's pussy goes out there. Yes, it's men's fault that women do these hoary things. Oh no, what should we do? You know what, I do agree. This is our fault. It is men's fault. Because we put up with this shit. If someone tells you this nonsense, that's why you need a strong pimp hand. You cock it back and you'll WAPA! That's all you gotta do. Or you could just divorce her and just take the consequences. But no, you rather take the big fat black dick. Good choice, guy. Yes, that's something I would choose. Nope, no I won't. You know what? What if we just say fuck relationships and we just start cloning each other? Yeah, just go into the clone store, clone yourself a little youngin' of you, and there you go. You'll need relationships, right? You could just make them. Yeah, according to this, it says technology for lab-grown eggs and sperm on the brink of viability. UK fertility watchdog finds. Yes, that's very, very useful in the future. Yeah, you have your own little Boba Fett kid because you can't really mate with women anymore because of crazy reasons, right? Because it's our fault, right? Maybe the cuck culture has been embedded into the male DNA, right? Who knows? Look at this. It says, has anyone felt cucked when a better bassist played your bass? Yes, according to musicians, you're not supposed to let other people play your shit. Like, it's like sharing your wife or something. But, I don't know. I'm not a musician. Yeah, according to this guy, he's saying, the other day, some dude came up to me after the show and complimented on my bass and my playing. That's cool. Then he asked if he can try my bass and I said sure. Yeah, let someone touch your chick. The man just melted my face with his playing. Oh yes, you seen him flirting with your chick. Oh yeah. After that he handed back my bass and we chatted for a while. About cucking? Huh? Apparently he's a seasoned bassist. Well, good thing he's not a seasoned lover. If not, that guitar would have been a chick. Bye-bye. After he left, I could almost imagine my bass telling me, you never play me like that. Yep, I'm sure you guys heard of that before. I never been cucked before, but I think this is how it feels like. Ah, yes, I guess it's something in the pit of your stomach that just gnaws at you, right? Yes? Is this the conditioning they're giving us men to be cuckold? I know this is a guitar, but, I don't know, man. It's just a weird thing that I'm going in there. It's just my stupid autism, what can I say? Well, if this is anything, you have the love for your guitar like the love I have for my car, for my Camila. Yes, my beautiful car. I love that car with my heart and soul. I just don't let anybody just touch it. Because I did that mistake. I took it down to get something changed, and the dumb jacket said it put one bolt back. I don't care, it's just one fucking bolt. You don't fuck with my shit, and that's why I don't take my stuff there. And I do my own stuff. And that's what this guy shouldn't do. Don't let other people touch your own shit. So don't let other people touch your guitars, your cars, your women, or anything that you hold dear and hold close to your heart. But this guy is a cuckold, and at least he acknowledges it, right? Yeah, you bust your ass, you know, so you could get a beautiful wife. Yeah, too bad they don't look like this, right? This is the kind of chick you should have around your arm. But no, women do some crazy stuff, and then they think that you should put up with it. That they could cuck you. Yeah, just because they become your wife. Yeah, women are not pretty and hot like this. When you marry them, they turn like shit. Wanna see? Yes, you marry this thing. You want some sausage links? Yes, here's your wife. Go, so you could grab your cock with those fucking meat hooks. Or maybe with one of these. Look at that. That looks more like a dude's hands. But yes, you guys want to be marrying these fucking wilder beasts. Okay, good choice. Yes, it's our fault. We're the one that sucks. It's never a woman's fault, right? It's always men's fault. But no, it's not the world that's fucking us up. It's all the powers that be. But whatever. This is Ganzuji saying goodbye, farewell, take care of yourself, and don't let them get to you. Bye-bye. I told you, you can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. You can't touch this.